Daniel chapter 12, verses 4 through 13. As the final prophecy of this book drew to a close, Daniel was told, "Shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." Daniel 12, verse 4. It was not time for these prophecies to be fully understood. He was told of a time when men would run to and fro, and knowledge would increase. Only then would these prophecies be unsealed. Men would study, comment, and question, but until God was ready, Daniel's writings could not be entirely opened. Do you remember the various purposes for which God determined the 70 weeks of years upon Daniel's people? One of them, listed in Daniel 9:24, was to seal up the vision and prophecy. According to Revelation chapters 5 through 8, the 7 years of the beast covenant will be marked by Christ's loosing the seals of a book, with judgments following as each seal is opened. A part of God's purpose for Israel is sealed from men's eyes until that opening time of the future. There is, perhaps, a parallel in the matter of God's purpose upon the Gentiles and the church. Much was written in the Old Testament concerning these matters, yet none fully grasped what it was that God would do. God kept it hidden until the right time, though the words were in plain sight. Daniel then saw two others who stood by in the vision, one of whom asked, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" Daniel 12:6. This was undoubtedly a question Daniel had often pondered, even as we do today. Before we consider the answer, however, let us consider the answerer, the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Daniel 12, verse 7. In Daniel 10, we saw that the first messenger who appeared to Daniel in this vision was clearly Jesus Christ. It seems that he appears here again. Daniel saw him lift both hands to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever that the time should be for such and such a period. We see a similar picture in Revelation where one lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever that there should be time no longer. Revelation 10 verses 5 through 7. Read that whole passage. He is called there a mighty angel. The word angel simply means messenger and is so translated a number of times in the Bible. There are also places where the translators rendered it an angel, although the context clearly refers to saved people. In other passages, such as Revelation 10, Christ is referred to. We believe that it is Christ for a number of reasons, but perhaps just one will suffice. He swears by the eternal God. We are told, "Swear not at all," Matthew 5:3. For us to swear an oath is evil, for we have not the power to fulfill an oath. It is pride to imagine otherwise. When God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, Hebrews 6:13. When God gives his word in this fashion, there is no pride nor evil, for all his purposes are good, and he has the power to accomplish them. The one before us is called a man, yet he swears as only God has a right to do. Notice also that Daniel called him Lord in Daniel 12:8. This must therefore be Jesus Christ. His word is sure. No messenger has more authority. The only answer he gave to the question, "How long shall it be?" Daniel 12:6, was, "It shall be for a time, times and a half," or 3 1/2 years, Daniel 12, verse 7. During this period, the last half of the week of Daniel 9:27, the power of the holy people will be scattered or broken. God will use the Antichrist to bring down the pride and power of Israel that they will turn entirely to him. Then he will be able to use that nation. But notice that there are no dates, just a duration. There is no hint of when that period will begin. That is one of God's secrets reserved unto himself. Daniel did not understand the answer and inquired, "Oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" Daniel 12, verse 8. The word translated "what" can also mean where, why, or when. He had seen what the end would be. In Daniel 2, he saw the shattering of Gentile dominion and the establishing of a divine kingdom which shall stand forever. In Daniel 7, he saw that the saints of the Most High, for him and in the earthly sense Israel, will possess the kingdom, and the Antichrist will be destroyed. Here in Daniel 12, he had already seen the resurrection of the just to everlasting life and glory. He knew very well what the end would be. The duration was also clear enough. He had seen 7 times, or 7 years, pass over Nebuchadnezzar in judgment, Daniel 4:25 and 32. The time of trouble prophesied would be half that long, nor was the where or why a hidden issue. Apparently, Daniel was repeating the earlier question as he understood it. When shall be the end? He asked. The Lord replied, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. If the words which answer the question when are found in Scripture, and I doubt it, they are surely sealed until the end time, the prophesied and unfulfilled week of years when God will again make his schedule plain. When Daniel asked his question, he was told to go his way to learn and to do those things which pertain to him. No other answer was given then. No other answer will be given today. Knowing when the end will come was not a part of Daniel's way, nor is it of ours. Matthew 24:36 and 44. Acts 1:6-7. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. It hurts our Gentile pride to suppose that there might be something that we cannot understand, but you may be sure that what God has sealed up is sealed securely until such time as he chooses to open it. Daniel served the one that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Revelation 3:7. We have seen earlier that although we may learn from Daniel, his message is clearly for a saved Israel of the end time. Despite all the revelation of Scripture, the wicked will not understand. They refused to do so. Many Jews will believe and be made pure by the blood of Jesus Christ. They will be tested by their tribulations, and some will receive a great reward. The wise Israelites of that day will understand all that Daniel has written and more. Compare Matthew 25:4-6 and Daniel 11:33. They will know God's will for them. Daniel had to go his way, as we must. He could know God's will for him in his day, as we may. And in the proper time, all of the sealed secrets of this book will be understood by those for whose sakes it was written. What, you may say, have you written about this book at such length, and yet you still call the book sealed? Yes, I do. As an example, read Daniel 12:11-12, along with Daniel 8:14. These prophesied specific lengths of time concerned God's schedule for the Jews and appear to be as surely sealed to us as they were to Daniel. If you do not believe this, make the interpretation of these verses a prayerful standing question before the Lord. Compare these numbers of days with figures given in Revelation and elsewhere. Discuss them with wise, godly people. Look to the Hebrew text, inquiring, if necessary, through books or scholars. I have done all this and found nothing by way of organizing, coordinating, or interpreting these numbers which fully seem to fit the Scriptures. Nor is this the only part of Daniel which is left sealed. Anyone who studies Bible prophecy with a submissive heart must eventually sense that God will not answer all questions today any more than in Daniel's day. So we go our way, like Daniel, till the end be, Daniel 12:13. He was told, Thou shalt rest. God led Daniel to his rest by the way of the grave. His way is in the heavens now, where he waits for the end, resting in the presence of his Lord, while we await Christ's coming here. It may be that our way too will lead us to heaven before the end comes. Yet it will come, and if we have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, we, like Daniel, will see that day when it arrives. It will be glorious. Daniel was given a final promise. Though his life here would not extend to the end time, the Lord promised that he would stand in his lot at the end of days. He was given positive assurance that he would possess a place of inheritance when the time came. It was not necessary to live on the earth until that time, nor to understand all that was reserved unto that time. Many questions would have to be left unanswered. Many coveted truths remain hidden. But Daniel would lose nothing of what God had offered to him as an Israelite. He had been faithful. He had believed what God revealed to him. Though his lot will be different from ours, yet the same promise is made to us. Read Paul's last words to in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. As we who are of the church go our way, walking in the truth that God has given for this age, we too can be sure of standing in our own order, our own place of inheritance in the end of days. Amen.